Our shiur today is going to be focused, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, on the final sicha, and we call the sicha's chilek yud, Vayichi Beis. It's a beautiful sicha, and it's focused on the Maimer Chazal, the Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara brings the pasuk from this week's parsha, where Yaakov Avinu called his children and he said, Hey, osfu va'agida lachem, esar sheikra eschem ba'achad esayamim, gather round, I want to tell you what's going to happen to you in the end of days. And the Gemara says, Bikesh Yaakov legalis labanov ketzayamim. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal to his children the historical date when Mashiach is going to come. Then he stalkam imenu shechina, and the shechina departed from him. And as the Rebbe notes right in the beginning of the sicha, this Maimer Chazal is also brought down in Rashi, Bishinuyim, which the Rebbe addresses in the end of the sicha. And the basic question which the sicha seeks to address is, how do we know that the pshat in this pasuk, Ke'osfu va'agida lachem, is referring to the revelation of the Ketz? Firstly, and on a simple level, the pasuk could simply be understood as an introduction to what Yaakov wanted to communicate to his children, the brachas, and the different things that he said then. And even if you want to go one step further and say that Achris Yomim is a reference taket to the Ketz, and not to the near future, or to the more distant future, but mamish, to the end of time, how do we taket know that Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the date of the Ketz? The pasuk simply understood means, I'm going to tell you, Es asher yikra eschem, that which is going to happen to you in the end of days. And maybe Yaakov wanted to just say pratim about what's going to be when Mashiach comes, but not the actual date. That's the basic question that the sicha is focused on. And what happens in the sicha is kind of a double dimension. The beginning part of the sicha until Siv Ches is more of a biur, not al pipshat, al pidrash, al pi agada, it incorporates chassidus, a beautiful beer. In Siv Ches, the Rebbe goes with a pshuta shel mikra beer in Rashi. And just as an observation, l'shleimus ha'inyan, the date at the end of this sicha is Shabbos Parshas Vayichi Tavshin Chaf Hei. This was, of course, in the first weeks when the Rebbe began to say Rashi sichas. And the custom, basically throughout that year, was that the Rebbe would say a beer in the first Rashi in the Parsha and the last Rashi in the Parsha. Of course, this Rashi we're discussing here is smack in the middle of the Parsha. And when you examine the Hanacha Bilti Muga of the Sicha, you find something interesting. There actually were two separate Rashi Sichas, one on the first Rashi in the Parsha and one on the last Rashi in the Parsha. In the middle, there was what seems to be a Maimer Ke'en Sicha. Actually, in Teres Menachem, it's printed as such. A Maimer Ke'en Sicha on the pasuk by Yikra Yaakov Albano Vayemer Yosef Vagida Lachem. But whereas the Bilti Muga, when you read the Sicha's Kedesh Hanacha, it seems that the entire beer was focused on Rashi. And the Rebbe said the beer Al Pichsidus that's printed in this Sicha as a beer in Rashi. The whole beer in Pshuto Shel Mikra and Siv Ches was added by the Rebbe when the Sicha was edited, fully in Ksaviat. In the original time of the Sicha was said Ki'ilu as a beer in Rashi. And this actually fits with an unusual note that appears on the Likutei Sichas Chelek Hey on page 278. In the back of Chelek Hey Likutei Sichas, there are Hanochas, edited Hanochas of the first couple of weeks of Fabringens when the Rebbe spoke Rashis from Noyach till Parshas Vayishlach. And this was basically the time when the Rebbe introduced the concept of learning Rashi al Pshuto Shel Mikra. And the Rebbe's style in the first weeks of Rashi Sichas was less as specific to Pshat as the Rebbe would develop it over the coming years. And actually, they wrote this in the Likutei Sichas. Again, Chelik Hei, page 278, there's a Ha'ara Klalis before all the Fabringens are printed, and it says, it's Kedai Tzub American, it's worthy to note, as the Derech HaPshat from the Sichas V'chazen and Gedruk Da, the Derech HaPshat of the Sichas which are printed here in Tavshin Chaf Hei, and they aren't as pashtus, they aren't as simple as the biyurim that were said in Rashi in the later years. Varum ki yadua is oichin pshat faran fashidin ayifanam, because as it's well known, even in pshat there are many levels. And the Rebbe, I guess, was alluding to here, and I don't know if the Rebbe wrote this note b'ksav yad or it was printed and the Rebbe approved it, but regardless, it seems that in the first few weeks, maybe even in the first few months, maybe the whole Tavshin Chaf Hei, there was somewhat of a different level of pshat being discussed, and perhaps that's why in the Bilti Muga, the Sicha went fine as a bir in Rashi, because it was a different level of pshat, different element of pshat. But when the Rebbe edited the Sikha a number of years later, and at that point it was already the Shpeter Dike Yorim, the more pashtas Dike Biyurim, it seems that the Rebbe wanted to kind of separate the bir and help us understand that the first bir in the Sikha is more of a bir al derech hachsidus, al derech hadrash, al derech hapnimius. And when you want to get to real pshat, there is an actual bir in pshutish al mikra mamish for what it is that Rashi says, and that's the bir that appears in Sif Ches. So that's my divided psicha over here to this Sikha. An additional point I'm going to make before we begin is that although in the past, shirim that I've given, I've tried to read the actual text of the Sikha inside, that was simply because I felt there were many, many unclear paragraphs. Just simply had to read them and had to touch them up. And so I took the time to go through the entire Pnim. However, this time the Sikha reads pretty self-explanatory. And so as this is an Iyun Shir and an in-depth Shir, we're going to get straight to some of the layers that lay beneath the text of the Sikha. And I'm going to assume that one listening to this Shir has already learned through the Sikha, just going to give a short overview of what actually happens. And then what we're going to do this time is go through a lot of Ha'aris, b'mefaneach the Ha'aris that the Rebbe leaves packed up. We're going to unpack some of the Ha'aris, as well as discuss some of the points as it relates to the Pnim of the Sikha. So let's begin from Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, the Rebbe lays down his basic question, which we mentioned before, which is, how do we know that He'asfu v'agidu lachem refers to the actual revelation of the Ketz? And the Rebbe begins with a Yesh Mefarshim. The first answer that Rebbe proposes is from a Yesh Mefarshim, which as it's Mitzuyin in Ha'ara 3, is from the Gerari and the Sif Sechachamim in their Pirush al HaTorah. And they say, so they're explaining Rashi, they're not explaining the Gemara, but again, in their eyes, the subtle shinuyim between Rashi and the Gemara are not major, and so whatever explanation goes for the Gemara, it goes for Rashi, it's the same thing. And they explain that the hoichacha, the proof that we're referring to the Ketz, is from the actual words, ba'acharis hayamim. And ba'acharis hayamim, they say, is Ketz hayamim, it refers to the time of the Ketz. And the Rebbe writes, k'demotzinu b'tanach, shehaloshen acharis hayamim, Pirusha Ketz Hayamim. We find in Tanakh indeed that Acher Sayamim refers to Ketz Hayamim. So just here I want to comment two things. First of all, that Eben Ha'ara 3 says Re'ei Marsha Psachim Sham. So the main source of this Pirush is from the Gerari and Sechamim, but the Rebbe also says Si Marsha. Marsha and Psachim, and I think that's why the Rebbe writes Re'ei, he also is Medayik, that the word Acher Sayamim means Ketz Hayamim. However, when you read the full text of the Marsha, he seems to go on a different type of proof. He learns that the double lashon of the psukim, he'asfu va'agidu lachem, and then he'kavtzu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, that whole thing is a double lashon and an extra lashon. He learns that he'kavtzu is actually referring to kibbutz Goliath. He learns that not only is the pasuk he'asfu va'agidu lachem referring to the Ketz, but even the next pasuk is referring to the Ketz. And I guess what he means by that is that when you read the Pasuk on a simple level, Yaakov didn't need any introductions. He should have just called his children around and said, Reuven b'chayriyata. The fact that he even takes the time to say, He'asfu v'agidu lachem, and He'kavtzu v'shimu v'nei Yaakov, are both redundant, and they both refer to the Ketz. So in that way, the Marsha is different than the Gerari and the Sechamim, but in the way that he understands Achris Hayamim as referring to Ketz Hayamim, in that way he is like the Mahalach of the Gerari and the Sechamim. Therefore, the Rebbe brings in Ara 3 as Re'ei Marsha Sham. Another interesting thing, and this just brings out, I guess, the diuk in Likut HaSichas, is that when the Rebbe says, K'demotzino b'tanach, we find in Tanach the Lashon Achris Hayamim means Ketz Hayamim. If you look in Ha'ara 4, the Rebbe brings three Ma'ar Mekoymas. V'aschana, that's the Pasuk, Batzar Lechom, Tzaucha Kaladvarim Ma'ila, Ba'acharis Hayamim, that you're going to have multiple tzaddis in the end of days, V'shavta Hashem Olekecha, V'shamata B'keile. Then, Yeshaya, Perik Beis, Pasuk Beis, where the Pasuk says, V'hoya Ba'acharis Hayamim, Mashiach will come, Nochin Yiyah, Har Beis Hashem, B'reish Harim, the mountain of the house of Hashem is going to be on top of the mountains, V'nisa Mikvois, V'noar Reilav Kol Hagoyim. And then the Rebbe brings from Yirmiyah Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Chaf, where Yirmiyah says, "Le'yoshev af Hashem ad haseisei v'ad hakimei mezibais libe," Hashem's wrath will not calm down until he does, until he fulfills that which he plans in his heart. Be'achris hayamim tisbeinu v'abino, and at the end of days, you're going to be able to understand it. Now, there are many other places in Tanakh where achris hayamim also refers to Mashiach. In Sefer Yirmiyah itself, you have a number of places later on, Kapitel Lamed and Kapitel Memches, I think, and also in Sefer Hosea and Sefer Micha, in Sefer Daniel. And just looking at the multiple sources, I'm not a Baki in Tanakh, I just did a search online to see where it is that the Bituyim and Ba'achas Yamim come up. One thing interesting that I noticed is that these are the first three times in Tanakh where Ba'achas Yamim is referred to as Mashiach, right after Parshas Vayichi. So Ki'ilu Neymar, the Rebbe brings the first three times, and then, you know, Ato Kiruch Leiz of Alechshev, as the Gemara says, you don't have to count everything out. Once you bring three times, I guess three is like, you know, Chazakar, maybe three is Kailo, you know, Kailo everything. Once you have three, it's enough of an example. And these are the first three times. There is another time in Parshas Vayelech, where it says, but Kanira, the Rebbe learns that that's not referring to Mashiach Tzaitin, because that's simply the negative future that's going to happen before Mashiach's times. That the Eden are going to have the bad things befall them. I just don't fully understand then, why the Pasuk in Vayeschanan is considered to be talking about times of Mashiach, if it's also talking about the bad things. But I'll compound him on that, I'll just say, there's one more time in Torah where it says Ba'achris Yamim, which we're going to discuss in a moment, and that is Ha'ara 5. But let's leave that for a second. Hakoponim, the Rebbe's first pirush in Sif Aleph, is that Ba'achris Yamim means the Kates. Okay, so Ba'achris Yamim means the Kates. Zichar Yaakov Avinu's Agida Lachem, the toichen of what he was going to say, had to do with Mashiach's coming. The Rebbe then proceeds in Sif Aleph and says, Kosha Leimar Kain, it's difficult to say this. And you see in the Sikha, there's Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. There's three points as to why it's difficult to say this. Number one, the Rebbe says, it's not enough of a proof, because yes, it's true, Achris Yamim means the Kates in some places, but not in every place. And the Rebbe's example that he brings is Divrei Bilam, where after the third round of Brachas, Bilam told Balak, Va'ata hinin yehelech la'ami. Now I'm going away, I'm going to my nation. I'm going to advise you, that which this nation, the Yidden, will do to your nation, which was Midian, in the end of days. Here, Ba'achris Hayamim does not refer to the end of days of Mashiach Tzait. And as the Rebbe brings, Nahara 5, from Balak Chadal Yudal, that's the passage I just quoted, and Pirush Rashi Sham in Chadal Yud Zayin, later on, where it talks about Darach Keichav Miyakev, the Kam Shevet Mi Yisrael, the Machatz Pasei Meyav, the Karka Kol B'nei Sheis, Rashi clearly says that that's talking about David. And David, of course, was not the Achiris Hayamim. Now, in Ha'ara 5, the Rebbe Bavartz, U'masha Kosov Sham, Al Melech HaMashiach Omer, two psukim later, in Pasuk Yutes, I believe this is the Pasuk which talks about V'haya Edim Yireisha. V'haya Yireisha Seir Eva V'Yisrael Yisachar V'yed Miyakev. Maybe that's, I don't remember exactly now offhand the Rashi. But the psukim there are referring to Mashiach. So maybe if at least one of the psukim of Bilam's Nevuah is referring to Mashiach, maybe that justifies calling Ba'achris Hayamim a reference to Mashiach Tzaiten. So the Rebbe's Medayik, a very geshmak adiyuk, Loi Koi Al La'amcha. That pasuk, that one pasuk yutes, which is referring to Mashiach's actions, is talking about what Mashiach is going to do, not to Balak's nation, but ki'im al edoim. The pasuk which Bilam began was l'choi otzcha asher yaseh ha'am hazeh le'amcha ba'acharis hayom. So even if there's one pasuk in this nevuah which is referring to Mashiach, that is not enough to make Ba'acharis Hayamim a reference to Mashiach, because Ba'acharis Hayamim is talking about what's going to happen le'amcha ba'acharis hayomim. And so anything which is not le'amcha doesn't fall under the category of the Ba'achris Hayamim in that pasuk. And therefore, this is a clear proof that Ba'achris Hayamim is a reference not to Mashiach, but to David's time. And thereby, the Rebbe has a question now that it isn't enough of a proof. Furthermore, and this we also said in the beginning of this year, even if we'll find a way to prove that Ba'achris Hayamim is a reference to Mashiach, who says that the date is what Yaakov wanted to reveal? Masayia Ketz Hayamim, which Bichlal is something that, as the Medrash says, Libo Lepuma Legalia. The Eibishter's heart, figuratively, hasn't revealed it even to his mouth. The Pasuk Gemara, the Rebbe brings in Nahara 6, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Kalas Rabba, they all pretty much say the same thing. There's a Pasuk that says, Ki Yem Nakam Belibi Yushnas Geulai Ba, the day of revenge is in my heart. And the Gemara says, anybody that asks you when Mashiach is coming, you tell them the Pasuk Ki Yem Nakam Belibi, that it's in the Eibishter's heart, and Liba Lepuma Legali. The heart did not reveal it to the mouth. In other words, it never comes out in Dibur, and therefore Kolshkin, that Puma, the mouth is not going to reveal it to any other of the limbs. And so, why would we jump so far to say that Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the Kates, when exactly is going to be the Kates? The Pashtos, when you read the Pasuk, he never wanted to tell them the Kates. He was going to say, it's Asher Yikra Eschem, things that are going to happen by Achidus Yom. And by the way, the Rebbe points out, Yaakov Avinu did say, B'meshach his brachis, certain things which are going to happen, Ba'achris Hayom. And so why can't it be that that's what the title line is referring to? Who says it's the Kates Mamish? And then the Rebbe adds a third question. I think this is a point we have to dwell on for a second. The Rebbe says, Kevan shepirush zeh, mevi'ei Rashi, shaloi ba el l'pshuta shel mikra. Since this pirush is brought down by Rashi, and we know that Rashi only came to explain pshuta shel mikra, tzarech leimar, we must say, shekol zeh mukhrach gam b'pshuta shel mikra. That everything here that we're talking about is clear even in Pshuta Shel Mikra. Now, like I said before, this is point Gimel. This seems to be a third point is in why it's Kasha Leimar Kain, why it's difficult to say the Pshat of Ba'achir Siyamim referring to Mashiach Tzaitin. When you learn the Sikha of the Pashtos, this is a self-standing question. This is a question that's regardless of whether it's Kasha Leimar Kain or not, even if this question could have been after the questions that the Rebbe just asked. The Rebbe could have said, look, some of the Farshim say Achris Yamim means Mashiach Tzait. You can't say that because, first of all, the words don't mean it everywhere, and secondly, maybe Yaakov wanted to just say Esh Yikras Chem Achris Yamim. And now that we've disproven the Pirush of the Gerari and Sifzei Chachamim, whatever Pirush you're going to say has to be Mukhrach Chem Pshut Shel Mikra. That would be a great way to fear Eis, to conclude the Sif. So why does it come behemshich to the other shilas of why it's Kasha Leimar Kain of Ketzayam? So one could say that the Rebbe is trying to add to point Aleph. Point Aleph, the Rebbe said, since Achrus Yamim everywhere doesn't mean Mashiach Tzaitin, so therefore over here, Ladafke, it means that. And point Gimel, the Rebbe is kilu adding, B'meila, it's not a Hechacha Maspika in Pshat either. Because if Achrus Yamim could mean other things, so in Pshut Shel Mikra, everything has to be absolute. So if it's not an absolute Rai, it's not an absolute Rai in Pshut Shel Mikra either. But then it doesn't make sense why it's a point Gimel. It should have been a sniff to point Aleph and Bechlal. It's a bit repetitive. So I'm thinking, perhaps, and when I saw the Bilti Muga, I got a shtickle sayayta l'dvarai, is that the Rebbe is really asking, Kasha Leimar Kain, it's difficult to say the etzem pshat that Achres Hayamim refers to Ketz Hayamim because in Pshut Shel Mikra, the Talmud never learned the term Achres Hayamim yet, so how would he know it's referring to Ketz Hayamim? The reason why I thought this was a proof in the Bilti Muga, again, like I said, the whole Sikha was said in Rashi, in a beer in Rashi, and there the Rebbe says, the Rebbe brings from Bilam. The Rebbe says, you can't say Achris Hayamim means Ketz Hayamim because Bilam also used the word Achris Hayamim and Bilam had zichr nish gewusst von der Ketz. Bilam for sure didn't know when Mashiach was coming. So if Bilam used the word Ba'achris Hayamim and didn't know when the Ketz is, and therefore it's not referring to the Ketz, so the Pashto is Ba'achris Hayamim is not referring to the Ketz. Now I'm just drawing from that, and again, I'm taking a different spin because it is the edited sikha, and it seems that Rebbe wants to put it the hemshech to the kasha leimar kain. I'm just using that nekuda and saying that perhaps the pshat in the kasha is that not only the taich achris yamim isn't absolute in Tanakh, but bechlal that's not a proof in pshat shel mikra because the Talmud never learned anything about achris yamim pshat shel mikra. Even though I know I do admit that the Rebbe asks similar types of questions in other sikhas, and there he uses that expression clearly. The Talmud never learned it, whereas here the Rebbe does not use that expression. Additionally, you know, the lashon in the question is tzarich le'emar shekol zeh, everything here, like a kilo, it's referring to the whole discussion. And so I'm going to leave it with a tzarichin k'tzas to the ma'ainim metein l'chacham v'yechkam v'yit. Al kopanim, let's move on. What does the Rebbe do in Sif Beis? In Sif Beis, the Rebbe gives his final beer in the first dimension of the Sikha, in the beer al pi derech hadrash, al derech hapnimis, etc. And what does the Rebbe say? When you examine the pasuk, you see two distinct statements. Yaakov Avinu says, he'osfu v'agidah lachem, and then he says, he'koftu v'shimu apsa, now you're gathering. So clearly, we're talking about two different things. And not stam two different things in the Rebbe's medayik. He had to gather them twice. So it's like mamash, two different conversations. So when you read the pasuk structure, clearly he'koftu v'shimu v'nei Yaakov is a direct heading to what's coming next. But he'osfu v'agidah lachem, which is lifnei ponav, seems to be a separate conversation. And it's interesting why the Torah would be seisim and not say what it is that he wanted to be v'agidah lachem. Just says v'agidah lachem, eis asher yikra eschem ba'achris yamim. It leaves it very ambiguous and very vague. It doesn't say what he wanted to say. It also doesn't say why he didn't end up saying it. So that's what was puzzling the Chachamim. And that's what led him to the conclusion that Bikish Yaakov legalas esaketz, that he wanted to reveal to his children the Ketz HaYamin. Why didn't he reveal it? Chachamim give us that reason as well. They say, Yistalkal Mimenu Shechina. And that itself is enough of a reason why it wasn't written in the Torah. So in the Torah, we akalpanim, for whatever reason, and the Rebbe will explain later in the Sikha, Torah feels it necessary to tell us that he wanted to say the Ketz. The reason why it's not mefurish what he actually said is because Yistalkal Mimenu Shechina, and therefore Itaka called a new gathering and a new oifen, so I used a new word, hikavtsu, and this is going to be a new statement that has nothing to do with Hashras HaShechina, a different level of brachas. That's the way the Rebbe wants to explain in Siv Beis. And the question that the Rebbe brings in Siv Beis is, again, leading to the same point. Yes, there's a double lashon. Yes, it's clear in the structure of the sentences of the Pesukim that there was something, some information that Yaakov wanted to pass on and didn't end up passing on. But who says that it was that thing? That it was the Ketz HaYamin? Maybe he wanted to say, again, more pratim of Asher Yikra Eschem B'Achris HaYamin. So of course, when we read this Siv Beis, we have to ask ourselves, Me'ikara Ma'ikasavar, V'hashta Ma'ikasavar. In other words, what exactly was it in the answer that seemed to make it clear of Bikish Yaakov Legalas Avon of Ketz HaYamin? In other words, why didn't we think of the question right away? And I don't know if it's a Lamasha question. It could be that I was just, you know, spelling it out, getting us to the place where we need to be to hear the final beer, the beer in Siv Gimel. I'll leave that as well to the Ma'ayim. In Siv Gimel, the Rebbe moves on to the beer Hadover. And right away, in Aris 6 star, the Rebbe says, "Re'ei gamkin lekaman Siv Ches," because this beer is not going to fit with Rashi. As the Rebbe clearly says in Siv Ches, that this entire beer ain lamakim al derech hapshat, even though, again, as I mentioned before, in the Bilti Muga, this was the beer that Rebbe said in Rashi. But it doesn't fit with Pashtas Dikeb Shudash al Mikra. But it is a separate beer. And the Rebbe brings from the Zayar, Mavur Bichsidis, that the three Lashonis, three ways of describing the act of talking, Dibur, Amira, and Haggadah, carry three different connotations. Dibur is Peh, Amira is Belev, Haggadah is what the Zayar calls Milin de Chuchmasa. The Rebbe explains Barucha with a very geshmaka twist in Hichos Gedeshin, Rambam, that Dibur and Amira both come from your Chitzenias HaNefesh. You could speak with your mouth things that you don't believe in. You could even believe in your heart something which you truly don't believe in, B'Pnimius HaNefesh. But Haggadah is Pnimius HaLev, and that reflects what's really going on in the Pnimius. It's Me'er, the Pnimius and the Sasim of the Neshama, and therefore over here, when we talk about the Eibishter making Haggadah, for the Eibishter, that means, you know, B'Hamshachas Pnimius Erdin Saf Begiloy, as the Rebbe brings from the Maimar Chazal, Yitzincha Lahakiris Mish Amr V'Hayah Ha'ilam L'Moyed Agada, because Agada means in Pnimius HaTeira, where the Pnimius of the Eibishter gets a chais, you have access to the Sasim the Kutcha B'Richo. And so the Rebbe says, if Yaakov Avinu used the terminology Ve'agida, so with the word Ve'agida, he already told us what it is that he wants to communicate. He wants to communicate something in a oifen of Haggadah, something which is very pnimiyazdik. And what's more pnimiyazdik than Ketz HaYamin? Ketz HaYamin is the time when there's going to be the gilui of the ultimate sasum and pnimi, sasum de neshama, sasum de kuchabrichu, through sasum de iraisa. So b'meila, in the words of Agida, there was already hinted the idea of what Yaakov wanted to communicate. Beautiful. Just stam in Hara 8, the Rebbe basically gives the mucker for this in Dibra Maschal Nachmu Tafesh Chavav, which was the first Nachmu matter from the Rebbe Marash. When you read the Bilti Muga, you see that the Rebbe introduced the beer by saying that one of the Bichlach that had recently come out from Meitzer Veshivya, of course in those days, Chassidim that were leaving Russia, would bring with them different Kisveyad from the Rebbeim, and it wasn't only them, other people also would come from Russia with different Kisveyad, and the Rebbe many, many times, when receiving these new Ksavim, would actually the next Shabbos say a Maimer, or at least a beer, in one of these Bichlach that had come from Russia. And so, in this case, there was a Bichl that had come just before this Shabbos, Parshas Vayechi Chafei, and in that Bichl was where the source for this beer was said. And the Rebbe said in the Bilti Muga, the Rebbe said, Kanira, on the beer, in the Bichol, is where the Dibra Maschel Nachamu from the Rebbe Marash comes from. So in the Bilti, in the Muga de Kesicha, the Rebbe just points to Nachamu. He doesn't point to the earlier source. But Akopanim, in the Bilti Muga, the Rebbe quoted the earlier source. The end of the Hara, the Rebbe says, Lahar, Mekutalev Yitzchak, Igris, Amud Shin Vem Gimel. This is a very interesting letter that Rebbe Levik wrote to the Rebbe and to Rebbe Tzachayim Mushka, Erev Shvuas, Tafresh Tzadik Hei. And the Rebbe began with the Pasuk from Matan Torah, Kaisema Leves Yaakov, Vesagi Livnei Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Amiros Lenoshim, Sagid, Varam Akoshim Kigidim, is to the Scharim. And he explained al Pi Kabbalah, al Pi Chassidus, that Amira, saying, is saying over the Halachas Shebe Torah, Kifishanim Seru Misinai. Versus Haggadah, is the pilpul shebetayra. In other words, uncovering the deeper layers, the deeper elements. And the Rebbe, Rebbe Yitzchak explains how it matches the Sfiris, that Amira's level of Bina and Haggadah's level of Keser, Pnimius HaNefesh, Pnimius the Atik, and brings up the connection to the Zera that Rebbe quotes here of Milan de Chuchmisa, which is the famous, those learn Samach Vav know there's a massive arichos on the Zera, which says Ashrei Kol Chechil El Madam Medayik Milan de Chuchmisa, and how that's explained over there, an arichos about how Milan de Chuchmisa is the idea of getting pilpul shel betayra, which brings to the dagger of Keser. And so what I think that Rebbe is referring to here with this Ulahayir is that basically that beer fits very well with what we're talking about over here, how Milan de Chuchmisa is the idea of Primus Alev, and over there as well the idea of Haggadah is a pathway to the Primus of Teira, the Keser, Shebe Teira al Kolpanim. That's the marker for this word of Mavur B'Chassidus. Even though the beer in Sif Gimel is not said in Rashi, however, in the end of the Sif, in Ara 14, the Rebbe notes something which is interesting about Rashi. Ba'al Pizei Yumtak B'Yeser, the Rebbe says, it becomes very Zis, Shebe Pirish Rashi Kosov Inyin Zeh Ateves Va'agida Lachem. Now, where does Rashi write this inyan of Bikish Yaakov Legalas Saketz? He writes it on the words Va'agid Lechem. So even if in Pshut HaShem Mikra, we'll see later, that Rashi has other proofs for what he's saying, but it matches, almost like a Yena Shel Torah, what the Rebbe would do in later Sichas. Kilu, it matches with what's Mavur in Chiddus, because Rashi writes his Pirush on the words Va'agid Lechem, hinting to us that the Chiddus Dike, the Primus Dike Pshat, of this pasuk is also hinted in the word va'agida. That since Yaakov used the word va'agida, it refers to Haggadah, which is in Yom Pnimius HaNefesh. Now, in Sif Dali, the Rebbe says, okay, so we know how we know that Yaakov wanted to be Megala the Kates, but now let's examine the actual Ma'amar Chazal. What does Ma'amar Chazal say? Yaakov wanted to be Megala the Kates, and then what happened? Nistalka mimenu shechina. V'chayda, we're trying to say why Yaakov Avinu didn't reveal the Kates, so let him say, like the Medrash actually says in Bereshis Rabba, Miniskasa Mimenu. He actually forgot the Kates. Or a similar lashon. Nistalka Hashchina is like a side thing. B'naisaf al zeh, it doesn't seem to be the Nistalka Mimenu Shchina, because Tekefu Miyad, as the Rebbe points out, he said multiple things of Nevuah, Clearly the Shekhinah was resting on him at that time. So here the Rebbe says, and I just want to point something very technical, because when I prepared this Sikha, I used two prints of Chilek Yudikut Sikhas. In the earliest print, in that paragraph, the Ho'inyan Hu, on page 169, the Lashon is, Yaakov Bikesh Legales, parentheses, Hainu Esayodu Alay, Libanov Ketz Hayamin. So that parentheses, Hainu Esayodu Alay, comes after the word Legales. And it doesn't read well. Because, of course, the Hadgasha that I was trying to make is that Yaakov wanted to reveal that which he already knew to somebody else. And I saw that in a later print, I could fix that. They wrote, Yaakov Bikesh Legales Libanov, parentheses, Hainu Esayodu Alay, and then put in Ketz Hayamin, which makes more sense. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal to his children that which he already knew, the Ketz Hayamin. And basically, that's just a side technical point, but the point that everyone wants to make is that Yaakov Avinu by himself had the Inyan of the Ketz. The whole uftu over here was that he wanted to be Megalit to the next level, to his children. And the reason why he wanted to be Megalit to his children, because he thought, the way he saw them in his Eilim, as the Rebbe says, that they were Roy. And even if they weren't really on their own, I'll call upon them if they would be he'osfu, if they would gather with a certain level of hachana, that he could reveal to them their kates. And then Eber brings in the ha'ara, Mikol Shekain, from the famous beer, that Esav, Yaakov Avinu thought was ready for beer, ready for Mashiach. As the famous Sikha Chilek Aleph. But if even Esav he thought was ready, so Kol Shekain and Kal V'Chemer, his own children, the Shvatim, Shiftei Ka, would be ready for the knowledge of the kates. And that's why Itaka said, Hey Osfu, I want you to gather in a special way, as the Rebbe called in Siv Beis, the Hey Osfu, which is a Hachana Lishmaya Dvarim HaNe'amonim Bashas HaShchina. I want you to have the Hey Osfu, and if you come together in that way, I will be able, the Agida, in the sense of revealing the Inyan Pnimi, Lachem, the Achris Yam, I'm going to reveal it to you, the Ketz HaYamim, because by me it's already light, it's already shining. I want to just bring it over to you. Says the Rebbe, says the Gemara, what happened? Nistalka mimenu shechina. Both words here are operative, very integral. The shechina, that's the lashon we use, and was departed mimenu. And now look how the Rebbe attaches mimenu in the parentheses. Mimenu means mashehu be'oisa shah, the way he was at that moment, as he was standing mevakesh legales haketz lebanav. In other words, it's not that the shechina departed from him completely. It departed from the him that was ready to reveal the kates. As the Rebbe brings in Arya 17, Al derech zeh pidesh b'teira tmima ala pasuk. Teira tmima, he's not on the same gang as the Rebbe, obviously, but he says, I'm just getting the lashon over here, he says that istakamenu shechina Nira, it seems to him that they learned it from the very fact that we don't know the Ketz HaGeula. So obviously Yaakov didn't tell it to them, but he wanted to. And he removed the Nevuah from him. But Amram Tzarich Leimar, he says, Derak le'inyin zeh, Nistalka Nevuah say. That his Nevuah only went away, Legabi this inyan, V'raya, Sharei Mavur B'parsha, Shehigit Kama V'kama Yonam, Shikru Basit. Because he did say many things that would happen in the future. He said Nevuah. So Muzmen Zagin, that le'inyin zeh, Nistalka Nevuah say. Now, he's not saying it klar in the word mimenu. The Rebbe is medayikin in the word mimenu. That's why I think it's only al derech zeh. But it's the same nekuda. Not that Yaakov Avinu lost control completely of the Shechina. Of course, as the Rebbe says in the questions, he was shar salav Shechina. He said kama the kama yana nevua. It was just mimenu the way he was. But isa shah and the matzav of being mevakech shagalas ketz lebanav that the Shechina went away. And b'ha gufa, and this is another reason why it's only al derech teret mima. B'ha gufa. It was only the Shechina which left him. As the Rebbe says, Shechina means the Yecheles Lahashkin Be'inyin Zeh, Gilia Ketz Lamata, to bring it down. The Shechina by Emma Lane is given Zicher Begilur. Not only then, even afterwards, he said different Nevuah. The Ketz itself didn't go away, which is, by the way, another deal, because it doesn't say, right, because the Medrash says, Niskasa HaKetz Mimenu. But the Ma'ar Mechazal and Psachim is, Islaka Menu Shechina. Only the Shechina Lamata came down. And that's it was nostalgic. Because that's Tak, all that he lost was the Koyach HaShechina. And like I said before, the Rebbe Tak is Melech in R19, that this is in contrast to the Medrash, which says that the Niskasa none of the Kates, And here it says talking about Shechina. Of course, I'll just be Mitzayin Bekitzer, although without getting into the Ba'arichos, in Chelik Chaf, Ba'yichi, there's a Sicha also on this topic of the Gili HaKetz of Yaakov, and there it's more, the focus is more on what Yaakov wanted to accomplish, what was the Te'elis of knowing the Ketz. But right in the beginning of the Sicha, the Rebbe also compares the two Lashenas HaMedrash, whether Niskasa Mimenu, or it wasn't Niskasa from him, but he had, he just couldn't bring it down. And the Rebbe over there also says, that's the Echter Diuk and Lashon HaShas, Stalkam Menu Shechina, that it only uses the word Shechina and not Stalik HaKetz. However, over there, besides for bringing the Pirush and Chelik Yud, which is that the Shechina Melashon Shechena Samis Labeshes Mashkin, the Koyach LaHashkin he lost, the Rebbe also brings another pshat. And the Rebbe says, Leit Das HaShas is Takef on Yankiv and Nit Niskasa Gevarim Der Ketz. So that's the same Mahalach as here. He didn't lose the Ketz. Sees Blaze Nistalik Gevarim von him the Shechina hat gezen as Mevil Nit Gili HaKetz Nit Megala Gevarim. The Shechina left him. So he chat that now is not the time to be Megala, what he wanted to be Megala, and then he wasn't Megala. According to that Mahalach, I guess the reason why the Rebbe doesn't say it in this Sicha is because according to that Mahalach, Yaakov Avinu Taka lost the Shechina for a moment, even if it came back afterwards, which I guess would be the way that Pirush would explain the Rebbe's question here. But the Rebbe's Mahalach in this Sicha is that Yaakov never lost hold of the Shechina B'chal, by him himself, by the way it, it's like Licht and Bayan, he never lost hold of it. It was only the way it was being given over Lamata that he lost the Shechina. But I just want to be mayor from that because it's talking the same sugya. By the way, something which is not addressed in the Muga de Kesicha, but it is addressed in the Bilti Muga, Akoponim Bekitzer, and also in other places in the Rebbe's Torah, is that in fact Rashi does bring down the other way as well. Again, I know now we're explaining the Bir and Shas, and that's probably why the Rebbe doesn't bring it down in this part of the Sicha. But in the Bir and Rashi, in other words, if you're going to learn this Bir as the Primus de Kabir and Rashi, you have to right away ask yourself, how come Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Vayichi brings the Lashon V'nista Mimenu? That he actually forgot the Ketz. And the Rebbe brought it up in Bilti Muga Tavshin Chafei, and the Rebbe explained to Biurim either that's over there, it's not the Iker Sugya, over there the focus is why Parshas Zustuma, and therefore Rashi uses the word Nista Mimenu, and over here it's more of the Arichus. And another Bir is that it actually, you know, in a certain way there was a Stima. But I'm just bringing that up, just the Shlomo Sainian. Akoponim, that's what the Rebbe leaves it over here. So, Nistalkam Menu Shechina was not that the Shechina completely left him. He definitely had the Kechas of Shechina, the Kechas of Nevuah. It was Mimenu, the way he was, Ba'is HaShah, Shechina HaYechiles LaHashkin, left him. Okay. That's all a beer in the way the Lashon is. But why Taka is the Lashon that way? In other words, why say Nistalkam Mimenu Shechina, leaving room for a tos, that Itake left Yaakov in Gansen, and then you have to come and explain that Mimenu means the way he was by Esau Shah. Just say, as the Rebbe brings from Lashon Gemara and Sanhedrin, the famous story where there was a whole group of Tamil Chavim, and there was a Baskel that came and said that, you know, there's one of you that Roy is Roy L'Ruach HaKedosh, Elo She'ein Deir Zakoyin L'Kach. That brings out the Shlila of the other people, which is the right way to go over here. Yaakov Avinu, we want to say, had everything the way it was by him before. The whole chesaron was in the way his children were. So just say, Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala Leketz, but Emet is Gealtz Gelecht, and he couldn't do it because his children weren't Roy Lekach. Why say Mimenu? So the Rebbe explains that actually it was Peyel Yerida. It was Peyel Yerida also in Yaakov Avinu. And from here, very interestingly, Sif Hey, Vav and Zion, the Rebbe begins to compare for every question he has by Yaakov Avinu, begins to compare with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rebbe explains why later in Sif Zion, by the third time, and I'm not sure why the Rebbe does it only the third time, but Akoponim, the Rebbe notes that Bechlal Moshe v'Yaakov in Yonam Echot. Ela she Yaakov milabar u'Moshe milagar. It brings the Lashon of the Tikkun Yezeyar that Yaakov is in the outside, Moshe is in the inside. The Rebbe brings in Ara 26, that this was Nisbar and Lakut Teira Pinchas. There the Alter Rebbe explains, it's not so much at length, it's a Bekitcher de Givart, but the Rebbe explains that Yaakov is the Indian of Rachmanus. And Rachmanus and Avodah, means to be mizbeinin in the fact that the neshama was yedid lamata and aifan of piliploim, which causes an immense amount of compassion for and pity for the neshama. And Alter Rebbe explains that what's the way to be me'er rachmanas on your neshama? You could only be me'er rachmanas on your neshama if you're in tune, if you have a das moshen niskashdus, to what your neshama is going through. And who is the one who is mamshich das? We know Moshe Rabbeinu is Raya Nehemnev, mamshich das, the closest neshama is Yisrael. So the Alter Rebbe says, this is pshat, that Yaakov is milibar, Moshe is milagav. Yaakov is the regesh, Yaakov is the rachmanus. And Moshe is the milagav, Moshe is the inside, the drive behind, the force behind the rachmanus, because he is the das, which brings about the rachmanus. Just to stand the beer to know what the Rebbe is referring to in Raya 26. I'm going back to Sifhei. So for the next three Sifim, the Rebbe brings up different comparisons between Yaakov and Moshe to explain the experience that Yaakov Avinu had over here. Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megal Leketz Lebonov. The minute that he understood that his children were not royal Gili Aketz, that was Pele Yerida and Yaakov, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, where Hashem told him, Lech Reid, because the whole Gedula for you is Bishvil Yisrael, when Yidra are not acting Kidabai, so that causes a Yerida and Moshe as well. The problem with that is, if the Takya Yaakov's matzav is influenced by his children's matzav, so then nistalka mimenu shechina is lashon shel chiddush, kilu, like right now it departed from him. L'chayda, the shvatim's matzav never changed; they were always the way they were. So milchatchila, how could Yaakov have had the hashras hashechina? So here too, again, we go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now what happened? Same thing, Moshe Rabbeinu. When did Moshe Rabbeinu experience the heaviness of the luchos, as the Yerushalmi says, and that he got mad and threw them down onto the mountain and he broke them? It only happened when he went down the mountain. Chayda, Moshe Rabbeinu, the eagle happened before, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew about it already. Moshe told him, "Asu lahem eagle masecha," and in other words, there's no doubts. Even if he didn't see it yet, the Moshe told him already. So vas epes vayichar af Moshe kavdu yadav only happened when he came down the mountain. Kesherah as a eagle umachilas was menzagin that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in the mountain, was detached in a way. He was mufshit from all inyanim delamata. He had no kesher to the world and its inyanim, and therefore, sigvena ma'isa eagle. Fine, it's not neged to him. Even if he knows about it, even if he hears about it from the Eibishter, he comes down the mountain. He sees the eagle. Now it touches him. And now, v'yicharaf Moshe, v'yashlecha saluchis. In Ara 25, which one is Kishmak Ha'ara, the Rebbe's medayik is even further. The Rebbe says, v'yesh leimar, shal derech zehu b'negeya lechereid migdulascha. Here in Sivav, the Rebbe was medayik this nekuda of Moshe Rabbeinu being detached and then becoming attached when it comes to the actual seeing of the ego. But the Rebbe says, we can go one step further, and we can go to the pasuk where the Eibishter originally was megalatim the Indian and said lechei migdulascha, and we can make that chiluk there as well. Shahayirida migdulase bepeyah, shalachin kavdu yadav, also happened achrei sheyarad minahar. The Eibishter was telling him, when you're going to go down the mountain is when you'll experience your actual yirida. V'yumtak al pizeh yitur halashin lech reit. Why go and then go down the mountain? Because the raid is going to be after sheyelech minahar. Because, in other words, I'm telling you now, says the Eibishter, that your whole gedula is bishvil Yisrael. Yidin are not kiddubay. You're going to have a gerida, but you're not going to experience it now because now you're mufshit from belt. When you're going to be lech, when you're going to go and go down from the mile of the har, then you're going to experience raid. Pegam the Rebbe adds, Tumtak Shaychas Drash Zel Pirsha Pashut Shabakasuv Shakavano Lirida Minahar. Now this Pshat also becomes interconnected with the Pashut Pshat. Pashut Pshat has nothing to do with Gdulas Yisrael. It was supposed to be telling him, go down the mountain. Go down, because now it's time to see the eagle, what's going on. What's the connection between these two Pirushim? It's beautiful. Only when you go down the mountain will you experience your Yirida Migdulascha. On the other hand, this is the third point from the information of Rabbeinu, is that Vibal, as the Osfuva Gidlechem, even the Hava Min of Yaakov is written down in Torah. So the very Ratzin was certainly Payal in Veld. Otherwise, Torah wouldn't tell us that. Who cares that Yaakov was Bikesh Nagalas as a Ketz? Of course, the Bikesh had to have a Pula Nitzchis. And then the Rebbe adds, "Belav hachi muvan ze, ki bakashasam shal tzadikim ina chezeres reikam." Now, this is a little bit hard to understand because "belav hachi" means even without it being mefurish in Torah, but then how would we know about it? But I think the Rebbe is just saying in Inyan. In other words, in Inyan, Sai because written in Torah, and Sai because be'etzem, it's the bakasha of a tzaddik, the bakasha of a tzaddik itself already has a pe'ula. And what is that pe'ula? So the Rebbe brings it, Moshe Rabbeinu, the same thing. But we know Moshe Rabbeinu asked, v'aschan on eber nave'ere, because he wanted to be pe'ula in Yerubit Iyab Elikus by the Yid, even if he himself couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. And what that was enough to be pe'ula was Hamshach HaSar Iyab Derech Makif, not the Pnimius, but the Makif he did. Al Derech says the Rebbe by Yaakov, that even though the Shekhinah was nostalgic, and he was now only able to communicate things in the Eifanov he kavtsu v'shimu, nevertheless, the he'osfu v'agida, the very statement that he gave, that he wants to be magid, already gave the koyach b'vnei Yaakov, not only his children, the Rebbe adds, livneim achareim ad acharis hayomim, and here the Rebbe says, she'agiyu ba'avidosam, end of Siv Zayin, ligilui haketz b'derech makif. That they're able to have the gilui, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu did ri'iyah b'derech makif. Yaakov's children will have gilui b'derech makif, and the Rebbe teaches up what that means. What does it mean gilui haketz b'derech makif? Avodas Hashem be'oifin shel cheros me'umis ha'olam u'me'yetzer hara. It's a way to serve the Eibishter in a way of freedom from the pressure of goyim and the yetzer hara. And the Rebbe adds in Arah 31 star be'oifin acher. Ayin Michtav Bas Admurazak, and this is fascinating. There's a sefer that's called Chachmei Yisrael Bal Shem Tov, and there's multiple letters that are printed from different times in history in that time period, Bal Shem Tov Mani Alt Rebbe, even the Mittler Rebbe, some letters there as well. And there's a letter that's printed from the Alt Rebbe's daughter Freda to, I believe it was the Mittler Rebbe. And she says, Ahuvi Ochi, my beloved, my brother, you wrote to me that I wanted to be Megala the Kates. I don't know what this is referring to. But you wrote to me this that I want to reveal the Kates. That's not so, my beloved. How could I reveal the end if there's no beginning? And she goes to the whole Arichus about how Tachas of Aveda and Velt is Yerida Tzedek Haliyah. And she explains that the pasuk says by Parshas Noach, "Kates kol basar balafanai." Now by the kates, it's going to be kol basar. Even the level of basar is going to be ba ishtachavus lafanai. Even the basar is going to come to bitl amiti ishtachavu apnimis. But nowadays we have what's called lev ha'evan. Lev ha'evan means bina liba, evan mashen bina, and that we have to go through his brainenus in gilas Hashem to be peil avavir. But that's not a Aveda Pnimis, which is Poil on the Basar. So that's the Rebbe saying, the Eifen Acher, where Rebbe Tzvi Freida Tvashtanen, or explained that the Gili HaKetz B'derech Makev, in other words, experiencing Mashiach Tzaitan, not in its ultimate way, is where your Hizbeinonus, your Bina Liba, leads to the Avav Yira, but doesn't take through the Basar, mitzad itself, a Bitl Amiti. And just to go back for a second, in R 31, the Rebbe goes even further. In the Pnim, the Rebbe said that the fact that the Yaakov Avinu said he osfu v'agida, it gave him the koyach. In Har 31, the Rebbe adds, the klolos, he was peiled this whole inyan through the etzem bakasha. V'agida lachem, he wants to be magid the kids. Ela shem mikol makim hutzrach gam lihikavtzu v'shimu. He nevertheless needed to say another darga of the Kavtzu V'Shimu, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, that after Boaz Chanan, he had to upon him see the land made Achik. And that was the next level which gave the children the Koyach to do what they have to do. In other words, it's necessary to conclude it into the Kavtzu V'Shimu. I'm just going to note, when you take the whole Mahalach HaSicha into context, with this, the way it kind of seems is that the Rebbe is going away from the Mahalach in Siv Beis, which the Rebbe Taka did, but Pasha's already with the question in Siv Beis. But in other words, Al Pi Chassidus, Hikavtzu V'Shimu is also part of Yaakov's original statement. It's connected to V'Agida Lachem. It isn't the heading to the Brachas. Which, by the way, to make it fully connected and close the circle, that is also how the Maharsha learns in Siv Aleph. that both the pasuk also vagid lechen and ikovtzu v'shimu are both referring to the avida d'Yaakov Avinu legalus ketz hayamin. And so it becomes a very, very geschmack that it's taka two dargas. It's vagid lechem, and then it's kovtzu v'shimu. Agid lechem is the first level, the kolistika level of being payil, that I'm going to have a gilui ketz b'derech makif. And then I'm going to give you the next level of ikovtzu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov. Okay. This is all, as I said before, the first pirush, and this is the only dimension that was given in the Sikha and Bilti Mogen Tavshin Chafei. Now we have Sif Ches, where the Rebbe segues to Pshutishol Mikr. And the way that Rebbe does this is by first being medayik in all the Shinuyim in Rashi versus the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Bikish Yaakov Legalis Lebonov Keitz Hayomin V'nistalka Menu Shechina. Rashi doesn't say Lebonov. Rashi doesn't say Keitz Hayomin. And Rashi adds, V'hischil Oimer Dvarim Acherim. And the Rebbe here asks, in the beginning of Sifches, U'bazeh Gam Koshe, Mai Kamash Malon, and Mai Ho'arichos V'hischil Oimer. First of all, why say Bechlau, the next line that he began to say other things? And even if you want to say another additional few words that he began to say other things, why use the word Hischil Oimer? He began to say other things. Now, just again, the Shleimus Inyan, comparing the Bilti Muga to the Muga. In the Bilti Muga, as I said before, this entire beer, the first part of the Sikha, was said Bedas Rashi. And the Rebbe continued in that Sikha, and it's printed in Teres Menachem, end of the way they printed the Meir Merkain Sikha. The Rebbe continued and explained, even according to the first Mahalach, why Rashi says V'hischal Emer Dvarim Acherim. And the Rebbe explains, and it's based on a Zohar, that since Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the Keitz, so even if it didn't happen bepoyel ubegiloi, but it happened behelim, as the Rebbe says, Lashon, let me pull up the Lashon from Masichas Kedesh over here. The Rebbe says, it's actually a Hebrew hanacha. Certainly, when Yaakov Avinu wanted to be megala the Keitz, hoya kan behelim. Because if you're going to say shalehoya legamre, if it never happened in any element, dosis dachunz nishne geya masharata legalis haketz kevan shalepoya lehoya legamre. If it never happened at all, so we'd never be negeya at all. The emes it was that way. Teiras emes writes that Yaakov wanted to be megala leketz, so it happened. It happened in a way of helen, and he says he was mamshichit into the dvarim achirim. Can say other things into which he put behelim the vart of Gilead Ketz. And so if you dig deep into the Kafts of Hashimu, to the next statements, you will find behelim in your Gilead Ketz. But again, here, where the Rebbe in Sif Ches is focused on Pshutashal Mikra, so we have to understand through that lens why Rashi in Pshat says Vizchelim the Dvarim Achedim. And so the Rebbe is extremely terse, extremely succinct, extremely bekitzer in the Sif, and again, it's Kuli Biksavyad, as it seems, and I think it was actually confirmed last week about this. It says the Rebbe, Akarchot Tzarech Leimar, that it's all Mukhruch and Meduyak in Pshat. And I want to read this part inside of Sif Ches. Ubekitzer, says the Rebbe, in short. First point, to answer the first question, why he was Mashmit Lebonov, why he doesn't write Bikish Yaakov Legalis Lebonov, that's because Pirush Rashi, Bo Al Hatevis Va'agid Alachem. Rashi is coming and explaining his pshat on the words va'agida lachem u'bemele ein makim lahachpil lebanav. So we know lachem is you. We know who we're talking to. There's no need to double the expression of lebanav. Simple answer. Base. Why Rashi doesn't call it keitz hayamin? This is a bit interesting. The Rebbe has two possibilities. He says either hachiluk the keitz hayamin the keitz hayamin ein enegeya kan b'lachin sasam haketz. We know that the expression Keitz is usually followed by a suffix. Either it's followed by Keitz Hayamim, the end of days, or Keitz Hayamim, the end of the right hand. And there's a difference between them, according to many people's understandings. And so the Rebbe is saying that if Rashi were to say Keitz Hayamim, as the Gemara does, he'd be leading us into the differentiation between Yamin and Yamin, which we just are examining. Why is this Negeya? Why is this Pshat Negeya? That Pshat Negeya? So he says, it's not Negeya. What's Negeya is that it's the Keitz. So he writes the Keitz. And then he brings a Raya. Shafilu b'medrish kam nefarish kin. Even the Medrish, of course, not the one Rashi brought down, but the one that was quoted a few times already, Menara 15 Befedish, that he wanted to be Megal the Kates Venista Mimenu. So even the Medrash uses the word Kates without getting into the details of Kates Ayamim, Kates Ayamim. The Koshkin repeated Shashi, which is traditional Mikra. All Yesh Lemer, the Rebbe says, or we can say, the Ladas HaMedrash Virashi, Kates Hayamim, the Kates Hayamim, Hainu Hach. Not that there's a difference, and I don't want to say one Pirush because I'm getting into the difference. There's b'chalal no difference, according to the Medrash and Rashi. According to Rashi HaLateira, Kates Hayamim, and Kates Hayamim both mean the same thing. And this is true, as the Rebbe points out, in Ara 33, Ukepirush Rashi, the Chol Pashtonei HaMikra, and Daniel Sham, the final Pasuk I can say for Daniel, Daniel Pasuk Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel, says, V'ata Lech LaKates, So Rashi comments, what does Kates Hayamin mean? Kemoi ba'acharis Hayamin. The ein lefarish Hayamin loshen yad hayimonis. Do not say that Yamin means the right hand. Sharehu monoi b'maseira sagdela. Rashi refers to the great Maseira. The great Maseira was somewhat of a collection of notes on the Nusach of Mikra. See, as copies of the Tanakh began to spread, it became very important to keep to the exact nusach of Chasir V'Yatir and Kriyuksiv and all these kind of different things. And so people began to make simonim and numbers and signs to know exactly how to write different things. And in the Maseiras HaGdela, this word, Kets HaYamin, is counted on the list of special words, Teves HaMiyuchadin, that have a langernon instead of a shlosman. And he brings all the examples in pasuk in Iyay v'ala yichron achirin, achirin is supposed to be achirim, others. Yaakov v'liyamin b'chayin, chayin refers to chayim. Kach lecha chitin, chitin is chitim. Yechirdun iyin, iyin is iyim, islands, malachin. And so over here also the kets hayamin means kets hayamim. So you see, clear Rashi and Daniel hold that yamim and yamin have no difference. And over here also, so why should Rashi write Kets HaYamin? Because the Gemara says Kets HaYamin. For him, Kets means Kets regardless. So he keeps it short and refers to the Kets. Now, in Rashi and Daniel, at the end of that Rashi, there's a comment from somebody who put it in that says, Ayin Rashi Psochim Nun Vav Dibra Maschel Kets HaYamin Ma'ayin Rashi Sanhedin Tzadik Beis Dibra Maschel Lech LaKets Uktsas Tzarech Iyun. Look at Rashi in Shas, both in Psachim and Sanhedrin, and it's a bit of a tzarichiyum. What does this refer to? So actually, on the Gemara, which we're quoting the entire time, Gemara in Psachim, where it says, Bikish Yaakov the Galas Abon of Kets HaYamin, Rashi explains that Kets HaYamin is meduyuk. He brings a pasuk in, I think it's Megillas Eicha. Yeah, Megillas Eicha, Perek Beis, pasuk Gimel. The pasuk says, He drew back his right hand in the presence of the enemy. In other words, Yirmiyah is saying that with Shas the Churban, when the enemy came in to destroy the Yidden, the Eibishter, instead of putting out his right hand to protect us, he drew back his right hand. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Kets HaYamin. Kets HaYamin means sheyachzir yiminei lefanav. The end of the time when Hashem is going to hold back his right hand, now he's going to bring back his right hand. So you see klar in Gemara here, in Psachim, that Kets HaYamin is meduyak. It's not Kets HaYamin, Kets HaYamin is the same thing. It's two different things. So this is what the Rebbe is addressing here in the Hemshech of Ara 33. That even though the Avder Rashi b'Psachim Hanal, Pirush Hayamin Miloshin Yamin. He explains the word Yamin is actually meaning right. So the Rebbe explains why it's not a stira to his Pirush in Torah and in Nach. First of all, factually, Ein Zez Man Acher. Even if Kets Hayamin has a significance because it means Yamin right hand, it isn't a different time than Kets Hayamin. And so the Hanocha in the Sicha to say Kets Hayamin the Kets Hayamin Hainu Hach. Yes, it may not be Hainu Hach in the actual wording of it, but Hainu Hach in time. Right? Kim Shemefarish Hachidish, Sheyev is Manahu. When Rashi says, Hey, you know, Kate Sheyachzer Yimini Lefanov, it's not a separate time, it's the same time as Kate Hayamim. He's explaining the Chidish it's going to be. Chidish is going to be, the Ebish is going to bring his right hand back. And what's the proof that it's not a Zman Acher? Says the Rebbe, Shaharei ba behemshech lahaketz stam shebepasuk shelifnezeh. Because the pasuk in Daniel, which says Ketz HaYamin, is coming in direct continuation to the undefined word Ketz that's mentioned in the previous pasuk. Now, I have to look in the earlier prints. In the previous pasuk in Daniel, there's no word Ketz mentioned. In the beginning of this pasuk, it says Va'ata lech laketz. And then it says V'tanuach v'tam v'gerochel laketz HaYamin. So I'm thinking that the right wording should be Shaharei ba behemshech lahaketz stam shebepasuk lifnezeh. The word Ketz stam that's in the pasuk before, not shebepasuk shelifnezeh, but you know, in the previous pasuk. Unless that I was referring to the Ketz stam, because the previous pasuk gives the year of the Ketz, so maybe that's what it means Ketz stam. But I don't think so. I think more machvarta to say that the extra shin there should be deleted. That's the first way of being Miyashiv Rashi and Alashas and Rashi Al Teira. Now, yes, according to Rashi Al Teira, the point is that they're not different times. Hainu Hach in the sense of time wise. More so, that Rebbe says in the second point, Rashi Bishas, Mefarash Apitarech Halimud Bishas. Of course, this is a famous call that came up many times in the Rebbe's Sichas, that Rashi in Shas goes with the gang in Shas. And in Shas, you see the Gemara as being Medayek Ketz HaYamin. The cave and Shemadaik Bashas Ketz HaYamin Al Korchach Tzarich Leimar Shechidush Yes Bazez. Surely the Gemara wants to communicate a Chidush by saying Ketz HaYamin, and therefore Rashi has to explain that Ketz HaYamin means Ketz Yachzer Yamin Lefonov. But if I'm making up the Lashon, in other words, Rashi is writing his own Lashon, so why write Ketz HaYamin? There's no reason to write the extra Chidush. You're right. Stam like Ketz. Now, Pizaz the Rebbe ends off, Sar, it's removed. Haktsas tzarich iyun, Shabbat Hesafel Lepirash Rashi and Daniel Sham, which I quoted to you before. The person who wrote this comment obviously meant to make a stira between Rashi al Teira al Hanach and Rashi al Hashas. The way the Rebbe explains it over here, it's mamish one, it's one thing. So that addresses point one and point two of Rashi's Shinuyim of Agida Lachem and Ketzayamim Ketzayamim. Point three. And this is going to answer why that Rashi is Ma'isef Hischolim Advarim Achirim, but it's also going to answer the fundamental question in the beginning of the Sicha, which is, what's Taka the Mokker in Pshat? The Yaakov wanted to be Megala Lekeitz, and I'm going to present my Havana in this point Gimel. Reading it inside. The Rebbe says, "Ha'ichacha de bikeish legalas asakeit kiva agida meira almin lechuchmas sakanal siv gimul ein lamakam alderech apshat." To go and prove that Yaakov Avinu we know was wanted to be megala lekates because agida means milin lechuchmas has no place in pshat. Bimkein kasha kanal siv siv beis. So the question is therefore back. Minole chidush zeh. How does he know this chidush that he wanted to say when the kates was the hari efshur leimar? Isn't it very possible? That maybe very possibly Yaakov wanted to say just simply more detail about what's going to happen in the future, besides what he actually said later. So to answer that question, Rashi adds the words v'hischleimer dvarim achirim, and it's hinted in these words. How? As follows. V'lochein pirush Rashi. Therefore, Rashi explains. After he copies down the words, I am going to tell you. So Rashi's immediate comment is, we don't find any continuation. Because afterwards it was a beginning, says Rashi. Rashi wants to communicate to you that the next pasuk, Kikav Tzu V'Shimu V'nei Yaakov, is a hischil, it's a new aschala. A new aschala of other things. Not a continuation to the previous conversation. Oy bazoy va'agida lachem has no hemshech. Now, Rashi hasn't fully proved yet. Okay, so agida has no hemshech, so how do you know it's Gilead Ketz? That we'll see in a moment in the Hara. First, the Rebbe Bavarns, how Rashi knows what he says. Rashi is saying it's v'hischalim redvarim achirim. How does he know that? The proof that what happens afterwards is a new beginning is muvan b'pshuta shel mikra ad kol kach she'en rash tzarech lefarsher. That's understood obviously, and Rashi doesn't have to spell it out. Because she'amar Yaakov mechadosh, he kovtzu kanal siv beis. So here the Rebbe does go back to siv beis's mahalach, that he kovtzu was a new gathering. And if it was a new gathering, it was for sure a new haschala. B'meile, if it was a new haschala, kum da'is that va'agidolachem has no hemshech. And clearly with va'agidolachem, Yaakov wanted to communicate something else. What was it that he wanted to say? The kates. How does he know that chiddush? And to me, it's just a little interesting that Iker Chasam Rinasefer, in other words, the following vart only appears in Ara 34. Not in the Pnim. But Akopanim, this is where the Rebbe explains how we know that Rashi wanted us, that Yaakov wanted to say the actual kates. The Rebbe says in Ara 34, Dvarim Achedim. Which Yaakov Avinu said was the Koyel Kol HaBrachis, referring to all the Brachis, Koyel El Shiloi, Melech HaMashiach, including the Bracha of Shiloi, which is King Mashiach, U'bemele Muchrech, Di Be'acharis Hayamim, Kan, Enei Lifnei Zman Zeh. B'mele, it's clear that the Acharis Hayamim, which was in the first statement of Vagid Alechem, which had no Hemshech, was definitely not any time before that time of Mashiach, because the time before that was all taken up by Yaakov Avinu's later conversation in Dvarim Acherim. Clearly, Va'agidu Lechem was going to happen after that. In other words, or at least during that time, even if it's not, definitely not before that time, but it's that time or afterwards, and therefore Rashi learns that it's Bikish Legales, Legales Asakates. By the way, with this, our discussion at the beginning of the Sicha, about question Gimel and Shaila in Sif Aleph also becomes clear. Because the way we learned that question was that you can't say Acharis Hayamim means Kates, because nowhere in Pshat is it clear that Acharis Hayamim means Kates. It's only from later on in Tanakh. Here with R 34, this vart gets a shtickle answered. Because the Rebbe proves, since later on in the Brachas, everything is mentioned till Malach HaMashiach, so clearly Acharis Hayamim Kan is not before that time. So that is the body of the Sicha. And then Aretes, the Rebbe brings the Gishmak HaHira, that some people say, we have the Azag Yidus HaDeiris. So how could it be that our Deir Yosem is going to be the one to bring the Gula Hasidah Akshar Dora Bitmiya? So Kum Tehira, that when Yaakov Avinu wanted to bring Gala the one of Kitzah Yamin, he gave a Kariach to all the Bnei Yisrael. That even to the time when there's going to be the ultimate Siluk HaShechina, Cheshach Kafal Mechubal, and we have the power to be Megala Asakates with the Gula HaMidas Vashleima. And the very fact that there's a Taina Bechlau, She'en Adairoi, is the biggest Teichacha, that now is the time for Gilya HaMashiach. And the Rebbe proceeded to explain the beautiful Gishmak Beer in the Ma'amar Chazal and Sanhedrin, that Ein Ben David Ba, Ella Behesach Hadas. And the Rebbe explains, the end of the Sicha, that it's only when you're in a matzav where Das and Seichel HaGoli cannot see any way how the Gula will come, the very Hesach HaDas, the very fact that you're removing your mind, in other words, you're saying, my mind can't comprehend how it's going to be, is a siman muvuk for the Gula HaKareva. And the Rebbe ends off because, of course, the Pshat is not Hesach HaDas means that you should actively remove your mind, divert your mind from Mashiach and stop thinking about it. Adravitz, Ikrikad Lemunas Yisrael, Acharkale B'chalim Shriyove, the Pshat is that no, that Das can't see how it's possible. Ma'aminim Anu, we continue to believe, B'teikif Ho'amuna Shalemayla Mitam V'Das, that Mashiach will come. V'zeo Ho'aveda Shal Hesach Adas, this becomes an Aveda now. It's not Pshat Eim Ben David Bo El Hesach Adas. We're taking our minds from it. No, the way to bring Ben David is Behesach Hadas, by understanding that when our Das is removed and we don't see a way how Behesach HaGoli Mashiach can come, but we continue to have the Emunah, Shalomai L'mitam Badas, V'yidei Emunah Zub, Ben David Babi Karev Namish. In the final heart of the Sicha, the Rebbe notes that a very similar point is brought out in Yer Sakhedesh Siv Dalet. However, there the Alter Rebbe explains this Ma'amar Chazal as more of a Matana Milamayla. Hesach Hadas means not through our Aveda, but it's going to come to Lamaila. And the Rebbe is Miyasha, the Stira here, Ein Stira Lamashakasu Bifnim, Lamashakasu Begar Sakeda Sham Shabichina Zu Matanam Lamaila. And the Rebbe goes from both ends. First of all, from our end, where in this Sicha we're saying that Hesach Hadas is the Aveda of Emunah. So it's very moving that Tekef Amunazu Ba'alei Mitzad Aveda Sa'adam Ki Milamayla. The strength of this Amunah cannot come from the human's Aveda, it has to come Milamayla. Ba'aveda Bazei Le'eder Sa Amunah. In other words, according to this answer, the Lashon and the Sicha is not so, it's Tekef Amunah, which is the Aveda, our Aveda is to be Me'eder it. But the actual Tekef we get Milamayla. The other way to learn is if you're Medayik in Tanya itself, and in Geras HaKedosh itself, it says, Yisarusa de le'ela, he, Yisrus dosat dafka. That the Eibashah's matana v'sechadas is going to come through Yisrus de le'sata. So in that, in other words, it's kind of two opposite approaches. One approach is saying that that the Sicha comes before the Tanya. In other words, we have to be me'er the Amunah, and the Eibashah gives us the Tekef of Amunah. The second thing, it's Pungs V'akert. That the Tanya is the Yisrus D'Le'ela is the actual Gili of Hesach Hadas, and that comes through our Aveda of the actual Amunah. So I'm sorry, I want to edit what I said before. It's not Pshat that it's Bistira. Either way, the Sicha comes before the Tanya. The question is, what's the Gedder of the Aveda Samata and the Sicha versus the Tanya? Is that in the Sicha is the Aveda of being Me'er the Amunah, or it's the actual Aveda of Amunah that's coming from the Mata, which is Me'er? It's just the Sata Kaponim. So I'm attacking Zeichazain, as in Ben David Ba, Elab Hasachadas, Begulam Mitzvashtem, Merev Yamenu Mamish.